Chance It's Not Over Yet, Radio X, Friday morning at 7.33. Don't forget, it's McFoo Friday today. At some point, we will play the drum intro to McFly's Stargirl, then straight into the Foo Fighters' Breakout. That's what we do now every Friday on Radio X. You right there, Dom?
I'm choking.
I'm not joking. I'm being serious.
I'm choking, silly. Not joking.
And then the Platinum Hour is at 9 o'clock this morning. You will hear an hour of awesome tunes. That's basically, I make up my allocation of music in 1 hour every Friday between 9 and 10. And trust me, I've chosen the songs. They are great. I'm amazed they all got approved.
Really?
Yeah. And I played them anyway, right? But still, you know, I'm trying to be nice and play the game.
There's no effing and jeffing in there, is there?
Yes.
Is there?
That awful rap duo from Reading from 89.
Effing and jeffing.
Yeah. Mike Effing and...
Steve Jeffing.
That's it. Mike and Steve, they were going to be called.
Yeah, they're good.
Me and Don were talking this morning. I saw a thing on online yesterday, and it's about a week old. And I don't know if you've heard about it. So if you have, sorry, I'm late to the party, but that's me. A guy called Scott Waters is from Florida, and he visited the UK a few weeks ago. It's his fourth trip to the UK.
Mm.
And he's got family and friends, and he went to London and Oxford. Sorry, Dave, just taking a massive gulp of coffee during that link.
That was really loud.
The one thing, by the way, I almost said this the other week, and I'm waiting, and now I'm gonna ruin it, because I've been waiting for either Dave or Pippa to say, oh, by the way, Chris, sorry for... I'm aware that when I bang on the keyboards, right underneath the microphone, you can hear it. So many links we'll be doing, you can just say...
I think we're very quiet.
Yeah, you're not. Think again.
Oh.
Right. I'm usually really, like, conscious of that.
All of you have your keyboards right under your microphone. Not one of you thought to just move the keyboard slightly to the side, which amuses me greatly. I'm very lonely. Anyway, this guy goes to the UK. He's been, like, four times. And he goes to London, Oxford, Cornwall and Leicestershire. And he just enjoys England, right? So then he goes and writes on Facebook what his thoughts were. And this has been picked up loads and shared loads. And it's had... He's just a guy. He's just a normal guy who just writes this. It's like the best part of 150,000 shares. It's gone crazy. And I'm going to read some of them to you. Now, do we have any music that's very kind of English and rousing and national themes? Okay.
We'll have the national anthem, won't we?
Yeah. Okay, so...
Do we stand up or not?
No, I can't remember. It's fine. Right. You just have to mumble the words in a line.
Okay, yeah.
So this is what he wrote. This guy called Scott. I was in England again a few weeks ago, mostly in a small town, but here is some of the things what I noticed. Almost everyone is very polite. The food is generally outstanding. There are no guns. There are too many narrow stairs. Everything is just a little bit different. The pubs close too early. The reason they drive on the left is because all their cars are built backwards. Pubs are not bars, they are community living rooms. You better like peas, potatoes and sausage. Refrigerators and washing machines are very small. People don't seem to be afraid of their neighbours or the government. Their paper money makes sense. The coins don't. Oh, no, hang on. Shush you, Florence. I'm right in the middle of God Save the Queen here. Pants are called trousers, underwear are pants, and sweaters are jumpers. This is one of my favourites. The bathroom light is a string hanging from the ceiling. And what's nice about this is some of these are a bit odd, but some of them do make you go, oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. There's no dress code. This is about England,
right,
by the way. Doors close by themselves, but they don't always open. They eat with their forks upside down. And it goes on and on and on. There are hardly any cops or police cars.
Right, okay, yeah.
Everything comes with chips, which are French fries. You put vinegar on them. Obama is considered a hero. Bush is considered an idiot. After fish and chips, curry is the most popular food. The water controls in showers need detailed instructions, which, again, is very true. And it goes on. Have a little search for it. It's really interesting. And some of it is fascinating. Everyone enjoys a good joke. there are no guns. That comes up a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
Dogs are very well behaved and welcome everywhere. You can get on a bus and end up in Paris. True, which is true.
Yes, it's true.
You
yeah.
can get on a bus in England and end up in Paris. Beer comes in large, completely filled, actual pint glasses. Because a lot of the time in America, you'll get like, what's the word? Like a schooner or whatever.
Right,
where it's like, what's that? Like just less than a pint.
Yeah.
By law, there are no crappy old cars.
That's true. You don't see many, do you?
Mm. Drinks don't come with ice. There is no air conditioning. And that is another good one.
Yep.
There are still no guns. So there you are. I just thought that was a very lovely thing. And then he's, what's the other one he says? He says about how people greet each other. Oh, he also says cake is pudding, ice cream is pudding, anything served for dessert is pudding, even pudding. And he says the universal greeting is cheers, pronounced cheers, unless you are from Cornwall, in which case it's chairs. Well done, Scott.
Cheers.
And welcome to our fine, fine land. Right, okay. The Chris Moyle Show.